With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earle, sit down with a good friend and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice. And today, to quote the great Daryl Summers, we're back in the room.
Mate, and we are both gentlemen of a similar age. You had to edit out your first hello. It was straight out the gate. You went, oh, no, and then looked at me like, how do we talk again?
I looked to my left and think, did I bring water in with me? No, no water. So we're going to go 40 minutes with just dry. 40 minutes dry.
I don't know, because I don't know if our listeners know, Melbourne's been in a shit ton of lockdowns, and most of our comedians don't like talking about it. But
no, we've been very quiet. We've kept it under the down low.
Yeah. So this is us warming up. So you're welcome.
We're back in the at Stupid Old Studios. First time I've been in here since 77 days ago. Someone stole my chair from the office.
Did they?
Yeah, it's not in there.
Well, times are tough.
Look, I didn't go snooping around too much because we're only allowed to in the podcast studio and our own office. So,
wow, this is like the Great Depression. People peeling off wood from the walls just so they can burn it and keep warm. But I don't know about your furniture. My furniture is not top shelf. I'm not surprised they didn't steal mine because I don't have good stuff in there.
We have Xavier Michaelides in there as well. He's got like a proper gaming chair in there.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking, why wouldn't they take that one? I reckon it's just someone who's going, oh, we need a chair in this office. Because I'm right next to the door.
I reckon they've just
taken that one, dragged into another one.
Or Xavier took it.
Or someone broke in during lockdown and were playing musical chairs and they took mine away and... We're looking for three other people.
Yeah, just on their own. Yeah. This isn't working.
All right, what we're doing today is we're counting down our top 5 dinner party guests, brackets, dead or alive, close brackets.
Yeah, and this is in person, not on Zoom.
Not on Zoom.
Right there.
We can talk over the top of each other and understand that we're both talking over the top of each other. And it's like, it's just we're rude. We're not going, oh, no, you go. No, yeah, you go.
Yeah, and... I would like to throw a little something in here before we kick off, Josh.
Yes.
Is that I always think about this when they say we're both fans of basketball. When they always say the perfect team, not only the player, but when they were playing, like at what season?
Yeah, so like 97 Jordan when he was like kind of at the apex of his career.
Yeah, so I figure with these, I might also throw in like when I want to talk to them in their career.
Great. Well, I might even do what we're going to eat as well.
Okay.
Because if you listened to last week's episode with Lomas, this came up. It was like we were doing the New York Times 36 questions to fall in love. We got from 1 to 13. And the first question was, who would you invite to your dream dinner party? And so my number 5 is someone I mentioned in that one because that's what triggered this whole one, going, yeah, that would be a good one. So my number 5 is Noel Gallagher. I think he would be a great person to have dinner with because he likes talking about himself. He's got amazing stories. He's very funny, and also he's not going to be intimidated by anyone. I think when you're getting, like, there's going to be 6 of us.
Yep.
I think you get too many famous people, one of them's bound to get intimidated. I don't want anyone to be intimidated in this group that I've chosen.
And the opposite is that there's going to be big egos. They're going to drop something, and you want someone to go, that's absolute bullshit.
Yeah. And I also want people to not be afraid to name drop because they're like, you know what, you 5 that I've chosen, you're all very, very famous, okay? Just... let's stop pretending that, okay, you don't know famous people. It's nothing worse when you hear someone say, yeah, so I was hanging out with my mate, Will Anderson. And it's like, just say, we know you know him. It's fine. It's fine. You don't have to pretend. I did this the other day. I was talking to friends of ours, but because our kids are friends. And she's an artist. Her name is Beck Smith. I'll shout her out. Her husband is Kit Warhurst, Miss.
Good on
brother.
You,
Beck. Yep. And we were talking about art because I was saying, so how do you know as a visual artist? How do you know when it's finished? Is it just a deadline, or do you actually go, that if I touch it up anymore, it's going to ruin it. I'm like, because that would be my hardest thing.
Is it like painting a house? I'll give it another layer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she was, I said, because I interviewed a musician once and I was like, I interviewed Warren Ellis from The Bad Seeds, okay, and The Dirty Three. So I just said, I was talking to Warren Ellis. And it was this weird dance that I was like, do I say that? Like, they know that I've interviewed people. Like, it's fine. It's not that we're friends. So,
yeah. You went from sheepish to aggressive on your own time.
Yeah, in my own brain, just going, what are you doing, Josh? Just say what you mean.
That's also because you're from Burnie and I'm from Geelong.
Yeah.
And when you're from regional Australia, your brain goes, oh, you reckon you're top shit, do you?
Yeah.
And it very quickly goes, no, I never would be. I'm sorry.
That's exactly what it is. Like when I used to get heckled for being gay. And I know what was happening in the guy's head as they were saying it. They're like, "Oh, look at that guy. He's cute. I reckon I can lift him up. I reckon I can hold him. I can probably lay him in the bed and give him a little smooch." And that's all happening in their head in like 0.0001 of a second. And then just, "What? No, I don't want to smooch him. He wants to smooch. He's gay." And that's what's happened before I've even said a word.
Heard he name drops all the people he interviews as well. What a loser.
But Noel Gallagher would be like
strong,
and like he's lived a life. He's on the other side of his highest fame.
Yep.
And he's very happy to talk about it. And he's still very creative. I think he's in a very happy place right now when I ever hear him being interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like bitter about the industry. He's bitter about his brother. But he's not bitter about anything else.
Who isn't?
Yeah, I know.
About my own brother and his. And also, he's going to be an open book.
Yeah.
He's going to tell you all the stories, which is then going to lower the standards of everyone else. Everyone else is like, oh, this is what this dinner's about. So they're going to let their guard down.
Yep.
And probably know that he's too drunk and or wired to remember what they're saying.
Yep. And like with Noel, he's very rich as well. He might be very happy to pick up the bill at the end of this.
That's nice. This. So, Noel now?
Noel now, yeah.
Yep.
All okay. Mine, all mine are...
kind of now.
Oh, well, apart from if they're dead, and then it's going to be at the height of their career.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I try to go around with mine with, like, from different areas of kind of interest, and then I'd have some people fight it out in my own brain. Because this one was for politicians. I thought I'd either have Hillary Clinton or Bob Hawke because Clinton would be bitter as all hell.
Yeah.
And I reckon just after she lost to Trump, I want her smashed.
Yeah.
I want her just going, I'll be like, hey, this is for you to let it all out.
That would be great because I was...
But the thing was I almost went that and then I've gone with Bob Hawke in that I want stories. I think he's done good things throughout his career. I think it was the last time you could proudly say, yes, that guy led a country, our country.
Yep.
Look, sure, he hasn't got the most perfect record. I think the womanising parts wouldn't stand the test of time, especially now. But I would probably want Bob Hawke. He's obviously dead, but I would want him, obviously post-politics, but still pretty sharp.
Yep.
Probably early 2000s.
Yep, great.
Hawkey.
When he was still going to the cricket... sculling any beer that was put in front of him.
Well, I found out that's it because he stopped drinking so he could then go for the top job.
Yeah.
Stayed sober through the whole thing. 1990 gets ousted by Keating and then it's like, I'm back on it, baby.
Like a pregnant woman just going, right, I'm going to stop this for you. And then as soon as it's out and as soon as I'm done like breastfeeding, I am back on this.
I had an 11-year gestation. Now it's soft cheese, sushi and every brew you can find.
Just going to pump and dump. But it's like
Australia got off his teat and he went for it.
When you were saying about Hillary Clinton about the stories, I was thinking in mind because I was like, oh, because there's people I don't think would really open up, even no matter how many drinks you've applied. Like, because I'd want to know, because one of the things I'm fascinated about is that whole Met Gala, like, elevator ride with Beyonce, Solange, and Jay-Z. None of them are ever going to say what really happened in that. But I reckon if you invited, like, Michelle from Destiny's Child to the drink, she'd be so sick of talking about Beyonce that there'd be a bit of resentment there going, oh, fuck, all right. And then you get a few, and she'd just be telling you everything, all the bad stuff about Beyonce, which is kind of what you wanted. You want the gossip.
Yeah, there's 40 minutes of feigning interest in all the things that she does.
Yeah.
And you going, hey, it must have been tough.
Yeah.
Like, and then finally, after that third shardy, it's all on.
Yeah. So Bob Hawke is your number five.
Bob Hawke,
post-politics,
post-PM. Probably about a decade after politics, and he is gloves off, having swings at everyone.
Great. Okay. My number four, she was my number one actress on my list, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Oh, yeah, great.
Great.
Stories for days.
So many stories. It's the same thing. Like, I would like to Larry David to be there, but Larry David's not going to join in. He's not going to be, like, a pretty, like, gracious guest.
Larry David is your primary, if not high school mate, who's you've brought into your, like, work do.
Yeah.
And you go, I've known this guy for years, but he won't assimilate.
Yeah.
And you've constantly got to go over and go, you're good, mate. You're doing all right. Oh, I don't know. Oh, I mean, it's not all free. Like, you've got to pay for the spirits. You know, like, yeah, but mate, you could enjoy yourself. Just talk to someone.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.